MissouriNet News, I'm Bill Wise. Missouri's senior senator is praising the U.S. Senate's unanimous package of the largest emergency relief bill in American history, the $2 trillion economic stimulus package. GOP Senator Roy Blunt, who chairs the Senate Appropriations Health Subcommittee, says the bill is crucial for hospitals.
I think we've got a good package that will help hospitals, will help local health departments, will help others who are trying to address this need.
The Washington Post reports the bill would provide $130 billion to hospitals. Senator Blunt says the bill would also provide $1,200 in direct assistance to adults and $500 to children. A third coronavirus case has been confirmed in southeastern Missouri's Perry County, which borders the Mississippi River. Reporter Luke Turnbow from KREI in Farmington has the report.
A news release from the Perry County Health Department says this newest case is a female in her 30s. It is unknown at this time if this case is connected to the first two cases. Public health officials will continue their investigations on all these cases and contact any additional individuals or organizations who are deemed at risk as a result of this third case in the county.
For the Missouri Net, I'm Luke Turnbow.
In the past week, the state has received nearly 30% of the total number of unemployment claims filed in 2019. State labor data shows that Missouri has had a total of about 180,000 claims filed last year. Missouri Department of Labor and Industrial Relations Director Anna Hughes says the coronavirus is to blame.
We expect these numbers to continue to grow in terms of the weekly claims, but please know that we are actively monitoring the web-based system 24/7. We've added capacity. We have added staff.
Hughes says the most efficient way to file an unemployment claim is on the Missouri Department of Labor and Industrial Relations website. St. Louis State Senator Carla May wants the governor to make some major changes to the state's coronavirus response efforts.
Senator May wants Governor Parson to launch five or more mobile testing centers in each of Missouri's counties, especially in medically underserved areas. She also wants all COVID-19 hotspots identified for immediate medical intervention and containment. May is calling on the governor to buy 12 million respirator face masks every 2 weeks for the next 8 weeks and hand them out every 2 weeks to all families, workers, healthcare facilities, and first responders. Additionally, May is calling on Missouri's congressional delegation to put pressure on the president to help make available all essential life-saving medical supplies that are being requested by hospitals. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
And the National Weather Service says severe thunderstorms are possible tonight into tomorrow morning. The main threat will be from isolated to scattered large hail. Strong to severe thunderstorms possible again tomorrow night. This is news on Missouri Net.